4. The principle of stepping in and stepping out. For any activity or relationship to remain harmonious and successful, we must know how far to step in and how far to step out. Like a gardener who plants the seeds of his garden at the right time, steps in to plant them, water them, and then steps out of the picture and allows nature to carry on with her work. However, from time to time, he steps in again to see if there is enough water, if any insects are attacking the plants, if anything is needed. His role is to find the appropriate space for the seeds to emerge, their potential beauty and uniqueness. He does not create the flowers, but facilitates their expression. He does not step in too much. That would be called interference. After planting the seeds, he does not demand an instant result. He does not dig them up next day to see if they have sprouted. He plays his role, fulfills his duty, but lets go, for he understands the blooming of the flowers is not dependent on him. Of course, he does not step out for too long. If he did, then the plants may die from lack of care. The insects and weeds would overpower the plants. He does not let go so much. He does not step out so long that he isolates himself from the process. Instead, by knowing when to step in and when to step out, he creates a respectful partnership with nature. In the same way, we have the duty, or rather the honor, of planting positive seeds of good intention, respect, tolerance, etc., but must allow others and the forces of the universe to be given the space to work and respond according to their time and inclination. Very often we plant those seeds but want an immediate result. I have shown so much patience, but he doesn't change. How much longer do I have to be tolerant? I feel suppressed. We become attached to what we do, so there is no space for things to happen in their own appropriate time. Sometimes we have the wrong type of mercy, or we want to control, thinking we know better, so we step into people's lives too much. This interference and lack of freedom for the other provokes antagonism, resentment, and conflict. At other times, we get fed up with others. Our tolerance and empathy is totally reduced. And we say, I've had enough. I have to go to do my own things. So we step out, but in a selfish way. That is, we isolate ourselves from others or situations. This rejection and dislike, we justify it or disguise it with such phrases. Let them stand on their own feet. I need my own space. In actual fact, we can't be bothered anymore. We have stepped too much out of the picture because we have not cultivated the patient understanding which allows the good and positive to germinate and grow in its own time. It is an art to know when to step in and when to step out, and a very necessary one if well-being is to be achieved.